Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm sorry. I was engaging with the producer, who apparently is entertaining themselves cracking wise while we're trying to get, you know, stuff done here. But on a serious note, somebody texted in, and I hope this isn't the beginning of it, but it says, my water was just cut off in Slidell. I can't reach anyone at Slidell Water Company. Can y'all find out anything? I didn't anticipate no water. I've been dripping water, so pipes not frozen. Please help. I would tell you that we'll check with Slidell and we'll put the message out there. If anybody else got problems in Slidell, we'll let you know. But generally speaking, that would indicate a frozen pipe. I don't know your situation, but I just know from experience that unless you've been watching that water trickle, eventually it slows and then something freezes. Somebody texted about, do I know what the word assume means? Please stop assuming that everybody's sightseeing. I didn't assume anything. I'm telling you, unless you need to drive, don't drive because you can cause problems for everybody else. That being said, I know there are a lot of people that are out going to go driving around just to see sights and they're going to cause problems. And then you're going to be blaming public officials. And last night we talked to Entergy before we get to Ghassan Korban, executive director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. You know, the problems that knockdown power poles have caused for the Sewage and Water Board. Half of the energy outages last night that Entergy Louisiana had were due to people driving around and knocking down power poles. Yeah, I think every public agency has done a great job. The thing we have to now not do is the forced error where we cause more problems for people by driving where perhaps we shouldn't or don't need to unless it's absolutely necessary and causing issues that relate in power outages or, God forbid, some kind of water issue. With that, we welcome in Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of the New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. How you doing, Ghassan?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tommy. Great advice, by the way, that you started with.
Well, I'm not trying to be a nanny state or help anybody or anything else. I'm just trying to keep, you know, try to get out of this as quickly as possible. You know, I heard you talking to Newell yesterday. I didn't get all of it. Because a lot of stuff was going on. But you have experience when it comes to this, having worked in Milwaukee for so long, but it's night and day difference when it comes to the systems that we have here and there in preparation for this type of event, right?
Oh, certainly. On many fronts, obviously, the roadways are handled a little differently. But in terms of water, you know, the system in Milwaukee is much deeper because of frost that goes 4 to 6 feet in the ground because of the length of the low temperatures and such. So we do have I refer back to my days in Milwaukee, where we would have an uptick in water main breaks during, you know, frigid temperatures and such. But here, obviously, we're more exposed. The pipes are much more shallow. There's a lot of structures that are above ground. There's, you know, that space underneath the homes with pipes that may be exposed and not protected. So definitely we have more exposure to colder temperature in the city. Having said that, we've had a fairly quiet night since the beginning of the storm. We've had about 160 calls, which is a little higher than usual. I would say 100 of them may be no water or low pressure. And my advice to people, just like the case in Slidell that you mentioned earlier, call your neighbors, check with your neighbors. If your neighbors have water, that obviously that's an indication that it's your own feed that is frozen. And obviously it may not be evident in terms of water gushing, because when it freezes, it holds, and then it will only show a leak or a burst pipe after it thaws. So you just have to wait it out. There's a couple hours coming that with higher temperature this morning or today that hopefully some of those pipes will thaw out, and hopefully there's enough give in the pipe that it doesn't burst, and then you have water and then no damage. But if you do have a burst pipe, obviously contain that with the shutoff that you have in the front of your house to, obviously keep the damage, to a minimum, as well as, helping us maintain pressure throughout the city.
I hope.
By the way,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you finish. Go ahead, please.
I was going to say that we are experiencing about, I wouldn't say a significant drop, but about 5 to 7 PSIs in pressure at our plant. That means the consumption is higher. I mean, I would say we're fairly steady. We're keeping up with demand, but obviously the more consumption that goes up, and then we can only produce so much water at a given time. But so far, so good. If people continue to heed our recommendation with a spaghetti thin trickle rather than gushing your water out and using it excessively, we should be okay. I mean, we have one more night to worry about, because the temperature are forecasted to drop below freezing one more night, and hopefully the Thursday will be a good day for assessing what the damages are. Hopefully they are minimal.
Ghassan, I think your epitaph should be, if it wasn't this, it'd be something else. Let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about what I fear is, I hope people took the necessary precautions, but they don't always do that. I think a lot of people didn't think it was going to snow like it did, didn't think it was going to get as cold as it got. And my concern is, as the temperature rises, we're going to start seeing pipes broken all over the place. There are only so many plumbers to go around, and I'm concerned about water pressure dropping, boiled water advisories, and more. And you can address that when we come back, and any contingency plans, if there's anything you can do. We're talking with Ghassan Korban, Executive Director of New Orleans Sewage and Water Board. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. And I'll pass them along. 821 traffic now, WWL.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
827, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Ghassan Khorbana, our friend, executive director of the New Orleans Sewerage and Water Board. Ghassan, you know, I've said earlier, I don't know what's worse, people trying to get, having lived here all my life, people trying to get plywood before a hurricane or pipe fittings after a freeze, because it's been a while since we had a real hard freeze. I literally once did see a fist fight break out over a piece of a pipe fitting at a Harry's Ace Hardware in Algiers years and years ago. How concerned are you that as the temperature rises, a lot of people either didn't do what they were supposed to do, or it was just too cold, or maybe they weren't able to do what they could to protect the pipes, didn't do it properly, and you got, you know, like in the old days where a cartoon character would get shot and water's leaking all over the place, maintaining water pressure, contingency plans, anything you can do, et cetera. Address that, please.
Well, we're certainly concerned. I mean, that's a legitimate scenario where, you know, some people did not do what they were supposed to do. I mean, so far, the indications that are most people are heeding to the advice and doing what they're supposed to do. But I know for a fact that there will be, you know, a segment of our customers who did not. And, you know, what that thawing that is coming in a few hours will reveal the scale of the issue, including some of our water mains. Mm-hmm. We are getting some reports. I mean, we're bracing for an uptick for certain, and we have all the staffing that we need to respond. Obviously, traversing these streets is not easy, and we want to lead by example by avoiding driving if we don't have to. But I know my staff is monitoring pressure throughout the city, to make sure that they don't see anything drastic and sudden, and then obviously we'll have to respond accordingly.
This is a low-tech, fragile system, Ghassan, and when it comes to water main breaks, I just wanted to drill down on it a little bit. You can tell by a rapid loss of pressure in one area or the other, and should people be on the lookout for this and call you if they see something?
Absolutely. We do rely on our customers to report leaks, and we have got few, and obviously we're holding to respond because they did not sound major. But if we do have a major one today, we just talked about it earlier this morning with staff, that we will have to do what we need to get to the site and at least or at minimum isolate that break. Obviously, because of these conditions, you got water gushing and eventually freezing and causing more issues, not to mention no water or low pressure. So we're ready to respond. And again, you know, we continue to ask our customers to, while asking them to conserve a little bit, don't overuse water. Make sure that there is a constant, you know, spaghetti thin flow at any given time, especially when it's below freezing. When it's above freezing, you can maybe not do that, but for the most part, for the next maybe 12 or 18 hours, be careful and be watchful of the temperatures and run the water as much as, you know, spaghetti thin line to keep that water flowing.
Fire department guy, chief in Jefferson Parish, used the word trinkle, which is actually a real world word, and it describes it properly. Ghassan, do you have the people, given the road closures and everything else, and you're confident you're going to have, if water main breakages do reveal themselves or any other problems, you're going to have the people and the access to the equipment, and the equipment's going to be able to get out to wherever you have to get to take care of these things?
Well, we are ready. Yes, we have crews staged, obviously making sure that their equipment are accessible and clear and everything. We even talked about possibly relying on the city and the temporary contract they have with snow plows to clear a path or two for us to access a major water main break. So we're anticipating, you know, most scenarios, and obviously we'll be as responsive as we can be.
When would you, and I know we got good news here, but when would you know in terms of temperature about the severity of water main breaks and also about people's houses? And is there, even the weather forecast and temperature is a time frame you're looking at where it's like, okay, this is 0 hour where we'll know what we're looking at?
Well, we have two critical periods coming up. The thawing period will reveal some breaks because, you know, if it's a frozen pipe, especially the smaller ones, they hold. They don't show a leak, and they may be cracked even. And then once they thaw, the leak is evident, and then that's when you discover it. Same for our water main breaks. So that next thawing period will be very revealing, but then we're also concerned about the overnight temperatures coming up where, you know, another drop in temperature that may pose more threat and more frozen pipes. So Thursday may be another day where we're going to see probably the most significant number. But by then, hopefully, the roads are more accessible and we can get to them in a faster manner.
Thank you. I know you're busy, Ghassan. I appreciate your time and your efforts. Ghassan Qurban, Executive Director of the New Orleans Surge and Water Board, 8:32, couple of minutes late. Sorry, guys. Here we go. WWL First News. 8:50, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Ray Comiskey, Fixed Operations Director from Premier Nissan of Metairie. Ray, good morning. What do people need to know about the car and after all this cold weather, things they should do and not do?
Well, first of all, don't even think about putting hot water on your car. You will pop your windshield, there's no doubt. Best thing you could tell you about getting ready to drive your car again in the near future, maybe not so near, is patience. Be really patient about how you clean the ice off your car. Best thing you can do today is probably remove the powdery snow from your car so it doesn't become ice later when the thaw starts, because it's going to be cold again later and it's going to freeze up again. Mm-hmm. So get that soft snow off of it now when you can. Only use plastic ice scrapers. Never use a metal ice scraper. Your battery, if it's marginal, will more than likely fail. Battery strength is reduced by about 50% when it gets down to 20 and below. If you have an EV vehicle, your EV range may be affected and your charging may be affected. You know, tire pressures drop when the temperature drops. If you don't have adequate windshield washer and radiator fluid, you know, for the extremes, your windshield washer bottle could possibly break. Your windshield washers may not work. And when you're trying to de-ice your automobile, maybe opening the doors may be a problem. Remember, the ice is stronger than plastic. And if you're dealing with trying to force the door open, you might even break a plastic door handle. So there's a lot of things. Just be patient, be real patient, and be safe. Above all, be safe.
Be patient, go slow. And as you said, when it comes to driving around in the near future, probably not going to happen anyway, so you got all the time in the world to be patient. Thank you, Ray. I appreciate your time and your insight. Ray Comiskey, Fixed Operations Director for Premier Nissan of Metairie. 8:52, we'll take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Carlton Dufresne Show with the Causeway, see what's going on there right now. Traffic, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to Carlton Dufresne Show with the Causeway, Executive Director of the Causeway. Carlton, you know, I'm getting texts from people, when can I go to work, when can I this, when can I that? Bottom line is, this was the equivalent weather-wise of a Category 5 hurricane, I would say, in terms of winter weather, and we're not used to dealing with it. And go ahead.
Tom, no, you're exactly right. This is our Katrina, but we've got most of us have power, thank goodness. And the problem is right now, stay home. We're doing our darndest to try to get some work on the causeway to get this thing at least open for first responders by tomorrow. We got literally 24 miles of popsicle. Mm-hmm. The good news is got a bunch of help from some private companies coming to try to. Either end of the bridge, Tommy's got like 2 feet of snow on the ramps. Mm. And I'll send you some photos later on the deck right now that just it looks literally like a pan full of white stuff all the way up to the curbs and the entire northern end of the bridge at the moment. But the message you said to everybody, stay home, enjoy go outside, play with the in the yard for a little bit, but remember it is dangerous all over the place. Just trying to, for me, get to the office was a pain in the neck this morning. So, but look, we're going to get through it. It is another day in which to excel. And man, everybody remember this. This is part of the good stuff of Southeast Louisiana.
Yeah, you got to be patient is what you got to be, Carlton. I just want everybody to realize that because you're working as hard as you can. Everybody is to get everything open as quickly as possible. But this was a once in 130-year weather event. I don't think it's going too far as to say it's the winter equivalent of a Category 5 storm in terms of dealing with the aftermath of it. And everybody's just got to be patient, just like you don't come out of a hurricane the next day. I think our mindset, and you grew up here as well as I did, is that it snows a little bit. Then the next day, the sun comes out, it melts, and we're back to normal. That's not what this was. This was 8 to 10 inches of snow, followed by freezing temperatures and a day of freezing weather for the most part, which could be followed by another freezing night. So.
Yes, no, that's exactly right. So whatever progress we make today, it may set us back again tonight. But we're going to make it through it.
So just, the earliest people can really plan on using the causeway as a commuter would be Friday morning, maybe?
I'm hopeful that we might get something tomorrow evening. It depends on, frankly, Tommy, on just how high the temperatures get today. The wind's laid down. That's helping. The biggest thing right now is, how high do we get today, and how cold does it get tonight? How much of this stuff that we're able to move off the bridge remelts?
Yeah, because
so Friday's a good ETA, though.
And it's got to evaporate as well. You got more ice. Thank you, Carlton. Yeah. Go back.
You're right.
Back
Take
to
care,
work.
Guys.
Are you busy? You bet.
Thank you.
For the people that are texting in from Slidell, we checked with St. Tammany Parish, and they said they have no large-scale issue at the plant, so it sounds like their pipes might have frozen. I'm getting texts from people saying, how can you inquire on air how pipes freeze while water is dripping? Well, if it's cold enough and the pipes are exposed enough, sometimes dripping the water is not enough, having lived here all my life. And I think if you wake up and you don't have any water, Ghassan Corbon didn't talk about any major leaks or anything else. So I got to believe that pipes are beginning to show signs of freezing, and again, all plumbing hell's going to break loose as it thaws out. We'll take a break, come back, WWL.